The current state budget includes $21 million for home health workers employed directly by Medicaid enrollees to boost their salaries. Nearly all Pennsylvanians in this category will now have an hourly wage of $15 or more, according to state officials. From the Pennsylvania Capital Star, Whitney Downard reports it's not automatic. Workers have to apply by May 8th to get the raise, with back pay to January 1st.
The benefit only goes to 6% of home health aides, known as direct care workers, who aren't employed by an agency, and it doesn't apply automatically. Direct care workers serve as caregivers for seniors or people with disabilities, both groups that need assistance with daily living tasks like bathing or eating. Once enrolled in Medicaid, they get funding to pay for home health aides. The enrollee must submit the paperwork to get an increase for their employed caregiver. Pay varies across the state and depends on the specifics of the member's Medicaid plan.
That was Whitney Downard reporting. The National Liberty Museum is getting ready for the World Cup games by hosting an exhibit that shows how sports and American democracy go hand in hand. The exhibition titled In the Arena uses sports artifacts to show how athletics exemplify the freedom of assembly as codified in the United States Constitution. Andrew Hammond, director of content at the museum, says there's so much more to sports than what meets the eye.
It means more than just a ball being hit around a field. It's identity, it's comradeship, community, all those kinds of things. Yeah, we're talking about moments that stand out, something that disrupted the fabric of what had came before it.
In the Arena has trophies from black sporting leagues, an Olympic torch from the 1936 games in Berlin, and jerseys worn by four of the greatest soccer players ever. The exhibit is on view at the Liberty Museum until the end of the year.